Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the Weekly Outlook at XM.com. The spotlight this week will be on U.S. retail sales as the debt ceiling drama continues. There will also be a barrage of economic data from most major economies, which will keep traders busy, as well as an election in Turkey. I'm Maria Pachurdis, and joining me is Senior Investment Analyst Marios Hadjikiriakos. So Marios, let's begin over in the States. Even though the U.S. economy is starting to regain momentum, the dollar is still struggling. Can you explain why that is and what impact the retail sales data out on Tuesday is likely to have? And what's the outlook for the greenback in general?
Certainly. Hello, Maria. So you hit it right on the head. The dollar, even though we've seen a lot of signs that the U.S. economy is actually doing pretty well with a resilient labor market and quite sticky inflationary pressures, the dollar has been trading very heavy this year. The dollar has been struggling. Most rallies get rejected very quickly, even if they're backed up by stronger economic data. So what's behind this weakness? Well, I think it's a couple of factors. The big one being that the markets are speculating that the Fed is going to start cutting interest rates very soon. The market pricing suggests that the Fed is going to cut interest rates 3 times later this year, starting in September. And there's even a chance for a rate cut in July already. Now, that's quite strange, considering that core inflation is around 5.5% and seems to be quite persistent. So what gives? What's behind the speculation? Well, I think it has to do with the problems in the banking system. Investors are looking at the banks encountering problems, and they are thinking that the Fed might be forced to start cutting interest rates in order to avoid a domino of bank failures, even if that means that they have to tolerate a period of higher inflation. Now, the other problem for the dollar has been the rally in stocks. The dollar often acts like a safe haven asset, so this incredible rally that we've seen, this cheerful tone in stock markets this year, has diminished demand for the reserve currency. So, in other words, the dollar has been struggling because A, its interest rate advantage has been eroded away by rate cut bets, and secondly, because its safe haven qualities are not very popular right now. Therefore, for the dollar to start rallying again, I think what we would need to see is either a sell-off in stock markets that fuels demand for protection, or a streak of encouraging data that pushes back against speculation for imminent rate cuts. Now, this puts extra emphasis on the U.S. retail sales report on Tuesday. The forecast is for a pretty substantial rebound in retail sales in April. However, the signals that we've seen from various credit card indicators during the month have been rather mixed. So that makes it a little bit difficult to trust the forecast. Now, in the background, we'll also have the debt ceiling negotiations. Recently, Treasury Secretary Yellen was out warning that the U.S. could face default by June without a deal. In reality, that date is probably closer to July. Now, in the markets, we haven't really seen any huge reactions so far. However, that could change as the default date approaches, as we draw closer to June.
Okay, now moving over to Asia, we'll get key data out of China and Japan, and also a barrage of releases from Australia, Canada, and the UK. In addition, Turkey will elect its next parliament and president on Sunday. What should traders be on the lookout for?
What the market will care most about will be in Japan, where we will get GDP growth data on Wednesday ahead of inflation data on Friday. Now, the forecasts are quite encouraging. They suggest that growth will recover and that inflation will accelerate, both of which would be positive news for the Bank of Japan. Now, as for the yen has been under a lot of pressure lately, and most of that has to do with the Bank of Japan's reluctance to tighten monetary policy. Therefore, if we see an acceleration in inflation, that could fuel speculation that the Bank of Japan might finally start to tighten monetary policy, perhaps this summer already, and that I think would be beneficial for the yen. Now, finally, in Turkey, you're right, we have elections on Sunday. Opinion polls suggest it's going to be a very close race between President Erdogan and his main rival. Now, the Turkish lira has been devastated in recent years. Most of that is because of the Erdogan government's unorthodox economic policies, which means that if the opposition has a strong showing on Sunday and we see that a new government might finally come in, well, that might help the lira to rally, because it would give rise to speculation that we might go back to orthodox economic policies, that the central bank might finally start to raise interest rates to fight inflation. Therefore, I think that there's a decent chance we see the lira opening with a gap on Monday, perhaps to the upside.
Marios, thanks so much. And thanks for joining us for this weekly outlook at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.